One, two, three, and...
Magic on Magic, it's magic!
Hey friends, this is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the BlowTopSecret.com member podcast network on the BTS talk feed. You know, I could almost recite that with how Rush Limbaugh do that? Half his brain behind his back. So anyway, I'm sitting here and I'm drinking. And so this is one of the, so how unusual is that? You know, it seems I only do podcasts when I'm drinking. What is, what's the deal with that? I mean, it's as if I can't do a podcast unless I'm drinking. What is the deal? So anyway, I've been drinking. And I'm playing around on this podcast. I want to play around with you a little multi-tracking on the vocals. And, so when I launch off, because I'm really, I'll tell you, frankly, I'm pretty trashed. If I decide to wax musical, I figure what I'll do is I'll come back and do a few other passes of the vocals and make it sound better. And so that's kind of like my scheme there. So here we are. We're coming up on 9/11. And the Overlord's doing a special Ask the Overlord on 9/11. And we've got what I consider to be one of the coolest threads I've ever seen since I've been on ATS. And that is the 9/11 Your Stories thread. And I got a link to that in my signature during this auspicious period. And we've got that headline on ATS where you can click on that. You can go. And the whole point of that thread is to where you can, as a member, share your personal story as to what you were doing and what was going on with you on September 11th, 2001. And I've been reading through the stories, and I got to tell you, I'm going through in bites. I'm taking, I'm reading a little bit, and then I'm stopping because that's a pretty tough subject for me still. You know, we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary, and I would be a damn liar if I didn't say that it's still, the wording I use, I guess, is deeply wounded, and I still feel deeply wounded by that. And I'm sure that there are many people in other countries who are just like, yeah, whatever, this kind of stuff happens in Iraq all the time, it happens in Afghanistan all the time. No, it doesn't. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that there aren't a lot of bad things that happen in Iraq and Afghanistan, but this kind of thing does not happen every day in those countries, and it doesn't happen every day anywhere in the world. And, sure, you can think of us as spoiled Americans or whatever, but I'm not going to apologize for commemorating that day, and I'm not going to apologize for feeling the way I do about that day. And the way I feel about that day is I feel like it's a wound that will never heal for me. I can't think about that day without crying, and I doubt that's going to change anytime soon. It's been 5 years, it hasn't changed. What's the difference? And hey, I'm sorry, I've been drinking here, and I don't mean to get all heavy on folks. And I was actually thinking if I can pull myself together enough this weekend, I'll actually do a recording of a song that I've been floating in my mind called Passing of the Year. Now, Passing of the Year is based on the Passing of the Year festival with the Hibernay. And, of course, anyone that knows anything about me knows that I'm a major fan of the Hibernay, the little winged rascals with halos, which a lot of people probably figure is just some sappy little show that doesn't have any depth. And you're wrong. But, yeah, I was thinking of doing that. I'm still working out the details when I'm like, you know. So here, I'll try some of this multi-tracking. So, and one. I'm trashed. I'm sorry. So let's see now.
And so, I want to have you here at the passing of the year. I want to have you near at the passing of the year. To sail away. Sail away!
Something like that. I mean, maybe it's a little trite, but I just feel like that's kind of something I want to do. There will be orchestration in the song, and I don't know if I'll have it out by September 11th, but I do indeed plan to have it out by the end of the year, which would be, in fact, the passing of the year. But the song, the whole concept behind that song is remembering those who are no longer with us. And that's the theme that AboveTopSecret.com is adopting for this fifth anniversary of 9/11, remembering those who are no longer with us. And I think that is a very worthy sentiment. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Anyway, I'm really trashed. I think I'll go back and record the overdubs for this and call this a wrap. So, my friends, let's consider this a relatively brief magic on magic. And let us celebrate and rejoice. So, until next time,
sail away, sail away.
Yeah, take care and be well, friends.